It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Hello, Clayton.
Oh, hello, Mikey.
Clayton Barnett is our reviewer this morning from Mad Men. You're reviewing a movie called The Red Turtle.
Yes, our latest release from Studio Ghibli. Now,
Studio who?
Ghibli. The Japanese say Ghibli, so I go with Ghibli.
Okay, Ghibli it is. What's Ghibli?
That is a really good question. I don't know.
Oh, sorry, but it is a studio.
Acclaimed Japanese animation.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure what the
acclaimed Japanese animation. Okay, now we're getting. Okay, now I know you can.
The people behind Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, Howl's Moving Castle, and this is their first big collaboration with a French company, and it's a cute, awesome, profound movie about a red turtle. Now you've got this guy who washes up on a deserted island, and he hates it here. Once he get off, he builds raft after raft, and while he tries to escape, this unseen force tries to destroy his raft, and then it turns out to be this red turtle. Now, I don't want to say anything more past
communist
that.
Turtle?
Yes. Communist turtle, the raft is for us.
The raft is democracy.
You are not leaving this island.
So this is animated?
Yes, hand-drawn.
Hand-drawn?
Yeah, like the classic, like that's what Studio Ghibli is all about.
A process.
Yeah. I'm just imagining how a studio like that, I've seen Howl's Moving Castle and all this sort of stuff, and just then and Spirited Away and stuff, and you sort of go, well, you're obviously top of your craft, and then you've here come some French people who would like to do a collaboration with you. We know about the French people and their arty side, don't we?
And just in case anybody's rolling their eyes at me saying hand drawn, a lot of animation is
no one. I'll tell you what, anyone who's rolling their eyes, you bugger off. Hand drawn's beautiful.
A lot of animation is computer duplicated these days.
This is made by a Dutch director, Michael Dudok de Wit. And don't say that too fast. And then he loves hand-drawn. He goes, it's flawed. It gives it charm and personality. And this thing has been like 10 years in the making. Studio Ghibli, 10 years. They got in touch with them. They said, we loved your short film, Father and Daughter, which won an Oscar back in 2001. And said, have you got a feature for us? He's like, you're Studio Ghibli. Of course I do. And then he started writing it a year later in 2007.
No pressure, eh? No pressure. Acclaimed animation studio. Shall we get back to the story? Then we've got a guy who becomes shipwrecked. Do we find out more about him?
So the thing is...
No spoilers, of course.
No spoilers. So this turtle changes his life. And... like Studio Ghibli movies, they're all about.
Rob Bollocks is over in the corner there. Speaking of broken your sea monster chain?
What?
And then I'm just saying you seem to think it's so funny, Rob, that a turtle can change somebody's life. Is that so impossible?
Well, I suppose a rabbit changed mine, so anything's possible.
A rabbit?
No, I'm going to leave it just there.
That's awesome.
Just drop that in and walk away.
It's hard to believe.
Bright eyes burning like fire.
You got it.
Bright eyes.
Well, that's the thing. It has similarities to Watership Down. There are a couple of PVC.
That's
me.
Sublime. Cool. Does it?
Yeah. Because
is there a song?
It's actually a wordless movie. There's only like the odd yell. So
no dialogue whatsoever.
No dialogue. You ever see All Is Lost with Robert Redford? It's like a bit like that Castaway sort of movie, and you get drawn in because there's no dialogue. There's a great.
Well, what about to bring it down to a slightly more commercial? What about Wally? Wally's like an hour and hour and 15 before there's any other. Little snatches of he has a little movie reel things he watches, but then I've got. Yeah. Do you want me to bring my remote control Wally in?
It's
awesome.
Is Wally a movie that made you cry at all? You know, because this is a very
little bit.
Eva.
This is very much a movie cry sort of thing. It's very profound. At the end, you're like, should I be affected by this?
I like the way that you said it make you cry a bit. So let's be honest, this movie, the Red Turtle, this made you cry.
Oh, I've seen it three times. I saw it at the Civic when it was part of the film festival last year, and the audience was just like, you could feel the emotional outpouring because it's like...
But it's hand-drawn! Awesome. Really?
Yeah, it's a good, and it's a meditation on the circle of life, about nature, ecology, and our relationship with nature. And it's just, if you're not at the end thinking about how nature affects you, it's it's deep,
Then go change your oil, robot. Hey, if you've got no emotions, that's film, isn't it? That's a good film. So it's so no dialogue whatsoever. Not even.
Yeah, if you haze and you like screams because like he's like yelling at the turtle and things like that.
Exclamations. Which I guess if you've got a French and Japanese company, it saves a lot of bother.
That's great though. Isn't it? Instantly.
Nope.
Rabbit lover wants to jump in.
I was just thinking about that over there. Because it took so long to draw it, if they were talking, it would have taken like 20 years.
It's true, actually. No, you're right. They're trying to sync it. Yeah, with the.
Unless they were all wearing like headscarves.
Or had some massive North Korean sort of work sweatshop.
Held their hands in front of their faces every time.
Pokemon does. Yeah.
I think it's great because it draws you in without the dialogue. And you've got beautiful animation. It's not only hand-drawn, but it's also the backgrounds. The backgrounds are drawn in charcoal. And like it's like really colourful and beautiful.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. Animation nerds will like freak out on this.
Or just art.
Yeah, it's art.
Are there actually turtle? I know there's like this red striped turtles or whatever. But is the red turtle a thing? Or is it like Moby Dick? Is it like an anomaly?
Well, all the Ghibli Miyazaki movies all got these like fantastical creatures.
Oh yes, they do.
So it could be. I'm not sure.
So how big is this turtle?
Oh, it's like the size.
I just want to get an idea if this is a true story.
Like a small car, you know. It's like it's good to. Oh, no, small car.
I got excited.
Like a smart car.
Yeah, smart car. Let's go with that. It's just. It's an interesting thing because like all these Miyazaki films, they have these interesting characters, kind of mystical, and that's where this sort of movie has a few dream sequences. It has a fine line between reality and the natural and the mystical, which is what I love about Miyazaki movies. They just really touch on those bases.
You say it's emotional. You say it's very clever. What sort of age group? I mean, is this isn't Cars 3, is it?
No, but it's a great distraction from Cars. It's a great alternative to Cars 3.
Really? Like, so it's the sort of thing you
think kids from A plus. Yeah. It's not Watership Down. It's not Grave of the Fireflies. If you ever, it's like another
Watership Down is just a horrible, terrible, sad old shit of a movie. I mean, you know, it's just stories.
Changed Rob's life though.
Yeah, oh, it did.
Oh my God, I thought you were about to weep. Just I looked over the corner and you literally had a tear in your eye, Rob.
It actually wasn't Watership Down, but I was just letting you go with it.
Oh. I remember when I was a young boy and going to see a movie called Storm Boy. About a kid who befriended a pelican, and the pelican ends up dying. Spoiler, but I remember just bawling my eyes out and actually quite thinking that was quite profound at six or whatever. I was five or six. I don't know if I thought profound, I didn't know what that meant, but I just remember thinking, wow, that was amazing, that movie made me cry.
Yeah, no turtles die here, that's no spoiler.
Okay.
But the thing with this is that kids A plus maybe and would get a lot out of it. I think if you. Encourage discussion afterwards about life and death, this whole circle of life thing. I think it's definitely worth watching in that
way. This sounds like a worthwhile piece of film.
It nominated for an Oscar this year and it won Uncertain Regard Special Jury Prize at Cannes last year. So it's like award winning, critical success and good for the family.
Ticking all the boxes then.
All right, Clayton, not only is it, it sounds like a great movie, but do we have a copy to give away?
We do have a copy to give away. What do you think we should ask our listeners to do, Clayton, in order to win it?
He's got three short films that are on the DVD.
He being Michel Ducoc-DeWitt.
Yep, and he's got one of them won an Oscar, so maybe just name one of those.
All right.
We've already talked
about one.
If you're listening to what we've been saying on the radio, then you'll know the answer. If you retain that knowledge, if you've just been skim listening, you may not. But 309-3879, if you'd like to potentially win that. If you've got the correct answer, you'll win it. 309-3879. Name one of his short movies. The director, Michel Ducoc-DeWitt. Spell that however you like as you Google. Listen, I'm so angry about that, this whole modern Googling thing.
You know, he was 64 when he made this. That was a debut feature.
I wonder how long the Red Turtle has been... And his head for. Oh. So did he write it as well?
Yeah, he wrote it, yeah. Oh. So he had some ideas floating around and 10 years ago just started writing. And that's crazy.
He had a red turtle just in his head.
All of his movies are wordless, by the way. All his short films.
All of them.
Yeah.
But he's 65. He's seen a few things. So maybe he's exactly the right person to be ruminating on life.
Perfect
and death
for Miyazaki.
He's
like 76.
He might just not like conversation.
Fair enough.
You know?
Plays the world, really.
I wonder if in his head everything looks like it has a charcoal background.
More than likely.
Wow. Nobody knows the answer.
It's a great film. If you didn't manage to see it at the film festival, just chuck it on your TV.
Yeah, and you can watch some of his short films on YouTube as well, like Father and Daughter.
Oh, there's the answer to one of the questions we just asked. Hey! You can wait if you rung up and said father and daughter.
Somebody texted and said Storm Boy. No, that was
I saw when I was an Australian movie. I was five. Hi there, caller. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi there, hi, Brains of New Zealand. Do you have the answer for us?
I'm not sure. I was listening and I'm driving, so but I heard my father. Close. Not quite.
No.
But yeah, so you were sort of listening.
Kind of, yeah.
But it's you're driving. Good.
And yes, I am. By the way, I remember Storm Boy and I cried too.
I don't think it was that good a movie. I just remember it being a heart-wrenching story. Pelican's an ugly bird at the best of times, and you know. If a pelican can find a friend in a sort of wistful young Australian
guy. It was a relationship, though, eh?
Yeah, and then the hunter shot the pelican. And
Quit Marley and Me-ing Storm Boy.
Marley and Me. That Labrador movie.
Did you see
it? No, I haven't seen that one. Okay. There was another one about some otters.
I won't
was
spoil quite it for
the
you.
One about some otters. What was that one?
Yeah, I think it was called A Ring of Water.
No.
Yes, in the UK that was said.
Back to Water anyway. Down.
Sorry.
Free Willy? You know it for Free Willy?
Oh, Lord, I cried.
No.
All right, sorry about that. Thank you, though.
The Marley and Me poster campaign. I won't say what was spray painted on it, but this is a huge film spoiler. Somebody went around and just wrote it on all the posters.
Oh, that's cruel.
Say.
No, I'm not going to say.
It's Marley and Me.
I think it's been far enough down the track.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you're going to watch Marley and Me, block your ears now, but somebody spray painted on all of the posters, the dog dies.
Old Yeller. Yeah. BFM, good morning.
Good morning. Father and daughter.
Hey.
Congratulations.
I can hear the thank you, sir. Thank you. What's your name?
David.
Okay, David, congratulations. You've got a copy of this coming your way. Do you have a DVD player, I hope?
I do.
Welcome to the future. All right.
Thank you.
Stay there, we'll just get your details. Thank you very much, Clayton. Hey, thanks for coming in, and nice to meet you. And, the movie's called Red Turtle, and it's out on DVD right now.
That was the Madman DVD review.